Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hello, welcome to Turn the Page. I'm Rosemary, one of the children's librarians. With the introduction of our podcast series, I thought it would be a great opportunity for our children to do book talks. A book talk is a brief description of a book with the object to grab somebody's interest or attention and making them want to read that book. I have six enthusiastic children from grades 3 through 5 who joined the podcasting group. They each had to read one book, and we met twice to discuss how to do a book talk. And here's what they have to say. We hope a book grabbed your attention and you will come to the library to check it out.
I am Zachary, and I'm in 4th grade, and I read the book Star Wars: The Last Command by Timothy Zahn. The end of the New Republic is at stake. Still trying hard to figure out where all the sources and how to stop it. The New Republic must keep its plan secret on the planet Wayland. Luke Skywalker, Han Solo fight the Jedi Master, Koboth Garden, Thrawn, secret factory that is producing clones. Ultron is battling the New Republic as the final battle is decided, and the fate of the galaxy is too. I would give this book 5 stars because it is a thrilling ride through the galaxy. If you want to read this book, I recommend reading Star Wars: Age of the Empire and Star Wars: The Force Rising first.
Zachary, I wanted to ask you one question about your story. How do you like the ending?
Although I haven't finished the book from the back, I feel like it's going to be a really good ending, and I like it so far.
I am Louie, and the book I'm reading is Harry Potter by J.K. Rowling. The characters are Harry, Hermione, Ron, and Dumbledore. The setting is the house where Harry used to live, and his aunt and uncles, and Hogwarts, and Hogsmeade, and Shrieking Shack. The problem is the mass murderer, Sirius Black, escaped Azkaban. The events are, in the beginning, Harry rides a night bus to go to the express, and in the middle, Harry sees the Shrieking Shack. In the end, Harry finally catches Sirius Black. The solution is, was Peter Pettigrew a bad guy or a good guy?
Louie, you read a Harry Potter book. I was curious, how many in the Harry Potter series have you read?
Well, I read 4 books and a half. I read Sorcerer's Stone, Chamber of Secrets, Prisoner of Azkaban, and In the Middle of the Beginning, and Goblet of Fire.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Crystal. I'm in 3rd grade. I read a book called Cam Jensen and the Tennis Trophy by David Ayer. The character is Cam Jensen and a character at Miss Day. The setting is in the school. The problem is Miss Day's tennis trophy is missing. Cam won't use her memory to find the trophy. Did Cam Jensen, a character, and Miss Day find the trophy? I gave this book 5 stars because it was so excited to know who took the tennis trophy.
Crystal, you read one of the Cam Jansen books. What would you say is the mood of that Cam Jansen story?
I think it was happy because at the end of the story, they found the trophy, so they were happy.
Hi, my name is Jocelyn. I'm in 3rd grade. Have you ever read Stella Bat Something Blue by Quentin Shamil? Stella and Penny go to Hotel Effa for their aunt's wedding. The problem is blue hairspray got on the wedding dress. In the book, people are excited, mysterious, happy, scared, nervous, last but not least, relieved. In the end, it has to do with fun and the Pool. I rate this book to 1 to 10 is a 10.
Jocelyn, I know that Stella Batts is a book series. Have you read any other titles in the Stella Batts series?
Yes, I read Case of the Meanies. I really like it.
Do you think you would read any more?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, my name is Chloe, and I'm in third grade. I've been reading Heidi Huckelbeck by Wanda Coven and the Tie-Dye Bunny. The characters are Heidi, Aunt Trudy, Mom, Henry, and Maggie the Bunny. The problem is Maggie the Bunny got tie-dye all over her, and Heidi Huckelbeck can't get it off her. If you want to know what happens, read Heidi Huckelbeck and the Tie-Dye Bunny. I rate this 4 stars because the story was too short, but other than that, it was a great book.
Chloe, you read one of the Heidi Huckelbeck stories. Have you read more Heidi Huckelbeck in the series?
Yes.
And do you think they're the same or the different?
I think they're different, but the same. They have same characters.
Hi, my name is Tracy, and I read Spirit Animals Book 2, Hunted, by Maggie Stiefvater. The characters are Connor, Abik, Maylin, and Roland, who summon G. Essex, Brigand, and Uraza. The setting is Erdas, a mythical land very similar to Earth. The problem is an evil force has risen and wants to conquer Erdas. The events are Connor, Abik, Maylin, and Roland summon the four fallen and become heroes. The conqueror had risen and wants to take over Erdas. They go after a sacred necklace. The solution is, will they find the necklace or will they fail?
Tracy, I was curious, how many books are in the Spirit series?
There are about 35 books in the series because after this story, there is a whole new tale about how the four heroes got split apart and went into different worlds.
Hi, my name is Omarunga. I'm in fifth grade. I am doing a book review about the book Mr. Teach is Missing by Caroline Neen. In the story, Nancy, the main character, who is a detective, gets a strange visitor. And that visitor happens to have a pet chimpanzee who is missing. In the middle, Nancy risks her life and getting chased by a tiger to find Mr. Cheats. In the end, she almost flies out of a helicopter into someone's roof. I give this book 4 stars, and if you like it, you should read the series. In the book, it is also filled with funny segments. If you like comedy and mystery, you should read it.
Oma, you read the Nancy Drew book. What was the most interesting part of that story?
The most interesting part of the story was when Nancy was trapped inside a helicopter and was about to fall out.
That sounds very interesting. Thank you.
My name is Safi Mara. I am in fourth grade, and I am here with a book that I think is a 5-star book, and it's called The Amazing Spider-Man by Joe Caramagna. One day, Peter Parker wakes up seeing trouble and becomes Spider-Man and stops Doc Ock while Aunt May waits scaredly.
Safe, you read The Amazing Spider-Man. I was curious, what's the mood of the story?
I would say scared because Doc Ock, he was going to destroy the world, but then Spider-Man saved the world in time before getting it destroyed.
Thank you. Thank you to our listeners. We'll now close this chapter.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.